Okay, make sure you're in fellowship as we wrap up here the doctrine of freedom, and then we'll get back into our text. Under Roman numeral 8, page 6, in our final conclusions with respect to the doctrine. The understanding of physical freedom provides a background by which one may understand spiritual freedom, also known as freedom in Christ. B, the majority of men, including believers, do not exercise their right of freedom and therefore are not truly free. John 1:10. Jesus Christ was in the world and the world was made through him and the world did not know him. Denoting the majority of mankind and rejection of Jesus Christ. A rejection of the light of Bible doctrine. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Those verses again to point out that those, number one, who become believers in the face of all of humanity are the minority, and then those of believers who actually engage and exploit and utilize their freedom appropriately in regards to Christian life are even of the more minority. And you've got to maintain an adherence to the guidelines, the laws of restriction, if you will, the truth of Bible doctrine, in order to enjoy the freedom that God has given us. See, these are slaves to some viewpoint, human viewpoint, system, activity, etc., that proceeds from the STA and not from being in filling the Holy Spirit and adherence to Bible doctrine. You're running under human viewpoint, running under your SCA, some philosophy, system, belief that's in contradiction to Bible doctrine. It's just nothing but an extension of the STA in regards to his thoughts. The brain computer is made of flesh. And it denotes one that's not being led by God the Holy Spirit and not adhering to the mechanism of freedom, Bible doctrine. D. The result of failure to deal with the STA via doctrine is enslavement and death. That is the ultimate result. Romans 6:23. Enslavement to the sin nature. You're a slave one way or the other. Christ came to set you free from that rulership. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Functioning and operating in our grace provides us with our freedom. And also 8:6. For the mind set on the flesh is death. Functioning under STA promotes nothing but temporal death. For the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Peace obviously is a part of living in a free society, and as it is spiritually, we have inner peace. E, paradoxically, those who determine to enslave themselves to God and divine viewpoint are set free in this respect. That is the paradox of freedom. That was verse 22 of chapter 6, Romans. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, that's your alternatives. You derive your benefit resulting in sanctification. That's phase two sanctification. To be set apart in the service of God. Fulfilling the maturity adjustment. And the outcome, eternal life. All the benefits of eternal life and what that will provide. So F, to whatever extent the believer is oriented to God, he is free in the spiritual realm. G, in areas of ignorance, or an intentional disregard of Bible doctrine, the believer remains a slave. Slave to the cosmos and what it promotes under the STA, human viewpoint, etc. H, doing what you want in life, such as the frantic search for happiness. We call that fish. Well, fish for it. Frantic search for happiness. That's energy of the flesh. Obviously, God provides blessings for us. Waiting upon God is the key. An application of doctrine, not violating doctrine in regards to what you do acquire in life. So, the frantic search of happiness, such as pursuing Funsville, pursuit of the opposite sex, money, power, details, etc., do not make for a free or happy believer. Obviously, these things within themselves, in the proper category, obviously, are not wrong. But when it comes pursuing these things at the expense and compromise of Bible doctrine, one's Christian life, all you're doing is remaining enslaved to the sin nature, and it does not produce true happiness, inner happiness, that which we call plus H, the satisfaction and peace and joy that comes from knowing that you and God are okay. And when you're blowing off doctrine, when you're rejecting doctrine, you're putting and making other things God in your life rather than God Himself under Bible doctrine, it does not really produce a content and happy believer. Superficially on the surface, they may act like it. But within, when their soul really at times is tested in regards to searching with respect to one's thoughts and minds, and they consider these things, it simply does not produce a happiness. Contemplation of one's life, which no matter how busy you stay, essentially all of us have time to contemplate on occasion. You can't stay that busy where you don't, generally speaking. Nothing else. God can turn on your brain computer and you can't go to sleep at night because you keep thinking things. Finally, the happiest and freest people on the planet, even though people may take issue with this, are those with maximum doctrine in subjection of themselves to the law of liberty. So again, our verse that we are doing this doctrine from, act as a free man and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves of God, 1 Peter 2:16.